He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
We are back in the studio.
We certainly are, and it feels great to have the headphones on again. I feel like a somebody.
And it's always good to see Len doing his thing.
Len doing his thing, absolutely. Hey, Len.
And what was the first thing that we felt when we got to Vancouver from where we're living in Vernon?
Damp.
No kidding, huh? This is really a rainforest.
It's extremely moist is the word.
Mushrooms, yeah, moss.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was cold last night too, sleeping in bed. I was like, it's totally different than living in the Okanagan, which can get cold. However, it's not damp. It's the Okanagan, which is the wine making country. It's an orchard. So different types of cold.
Yeah. When it's minus 80, we say to each other, but it's a dry cold.
Never mind. I know. Just got to dress for it. But I absolutely do have my gum boots and I've got my umbrella. So I'm set for the Vancouver.
So once again, we are reminded of how important environment is in health and function. Your state of mind, your health.
And you have to dress for it too.
Yeah.
You really do. You wore the
I don't like dressing for it.
You wore the wrong coat.
I like
coat.
Hawaii. That's what
well,
I like to dress
nothing.
For.
That, there you go. But you wore the wrong coat today because you wore a coat that wasn't waterproof and it's just soaking wet right now.
Yeah, but I look good.
Oh, you certainly
who cares about whether it functioned well or not? It looked good.
Yes, dear. I know. Everybody knows how much you're into fashion.
That's right. Okay, let's get on with our first topic. What's cooking?
Ooh, what's cooking is sardine and spinach eggs.
That should be called a Corey Holly special.
That is a Corey Holly special. Because you like this one.
Sardine and spinach eggs. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, so in a large skillet, what we want to do is you can add a tablespoon of coconut oil, ghee, or olive oil. And throw in some chopped up onions and saute them. Now, you don't have to wait until they're transparent. I like them a little bit raw. Now, what I do is I stir in, let's say, 6 cups. I just do like 6 handfuls of raw spinach and toss it all up until it's wilted. Then what I do is I throw in, I throw in about 1/2 cup of the goat feta cheese or sheep's feta cheese and just let it stir in a little bit. Then I use a slotted spoon to get out all the juice. And then what I do is I put it on a plate. Then what I do in the same skillet, if you like, you can add a tad more olive oil, coconut oil, or ghee. I add in 4 eggs and I add a tin of sardines in water. What I do is I open up the sardines and I drain the sardines. Then I throw them into the skillet and I chop them up with the eggs. And I can add chilies if you like. You can add any seasoning that you like. Don't forget that if you're using coconut oil, you want to be careful that, you know, you might not want to use dill or something like that. I don't know if they work together well. However, you want to stir this all up until the eggs are cooked, but not overcooked. Never overcook your eggs. When that's all done, then I plop those egg mixture with the sardines on top of the spinach mixture, and voila, what you can do is you can add a grainy Dijon mustard. That grainy mustard with the big grains in them is absolutely delicious. And Corey, tell me what you think.
Well, it is a superb mix, and I'm just looking at an article here. I Googled, spinach boosts muscle strength, just as Popeye always said.
Ah.
You know, and I think what's cool is that this research, this article, they've discovered that the nitrates found in spinach boost the production of the proteins in muscle, making them stronger and more efficient. And this came out of Sweden's Karolinska Institute, which I also quote from quite routinely in the CSNA education program.
Well, there you have it. So you're getting a big bang for your buck on that one. You know, and sardines are really a fantastic little fish. You know, that we eat a lot of them. And I keep forgetting to mention about sardines, right? And they're great bodybuilding food as well. And really good when you're really, really hungry on a bodybuilding competition and you can't think of anything else to eat.
Well, what you get over the tuna or the salmon in the can are the entrails and the spine.
Right.
You get all of the goodies inside the sardine that are no longer present when you eat the tissue, flesh,
right,
or tissue protein of the animal.
So they're a type of small oily fish, and they're sold canned, and they're a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids and also vitamin D, calcium, and protein. Hello! And when they're canned, they have their heads removed, and they can be steamed, and then they're dried and packed in vegetable oil, brine, or sauce. And I think it's great. They do have them with spring water, and those are the ones that I would choose to have, would be the spring water. But, you know, go ahead and do what you
want. When you pass away, I'm going to have your head removed. I'm going to steam you, maybe deep fry you.
Oh, jeez. That's really, really, really funny. Okay, now, a tin of sardines is about 140 calories, 20 grams of protein, hello, and 7 grams of fat. The fat and calories can lessen if they're just in water. But when you've got the sauces and the vegetable oils, that could add more fat and more calories to it. And
hello.
More salt.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, always read and find out what you're going to. Just don't grab it off the shelf. Read the ingredients on the label.
Well, I want to make a comment, too. They often use cottonseed oil, which is GMO modified. And some really rot gut, crappy, low quality grade oils are used in these canned foods.
Yeah.
So I generally choose sardines in water.
Yes, the spring water is what it's called. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're a little cleaner, and you just got to watch those oils that they use commercially, because they really are disgusting.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the only thing that we use that's in a tin would be that wild sockeye salmon and the sardines. And they're really good in a pinch. It's always good to have them on hand, because you never know when you're going to really want to get something healthy with protein in it. And especially when you're competing in a fitness competition, a bodybuilding competition, or any type of competition, triathlon, swimming, when you want to get that high quality protein that's not a hamburger, let's per se. But the canned sardines, when eaten with the bones, are a concentrated source of calcium, and they're a good source of selenium, trace elements, antioxidant
enzymes.
Well,
they come out of the sea, so they're loaded with elements and minerals, right?
It's fantastic. The essential fatty acids.
And EPA in particular, because if you rely exclusively on alpha-linolenic acid, the plant parent fatty acid of omega-3, right? Or cis-linoleic, the omega-6. Those have to be converted down the line. They have to be lengthened chain-wise and altered and modified, and then they give rise to prostaglandins. The thing about the fish, which is what you never, ever, ever get with plants, is a direct source of DHA and EPA.
Right.
And as we age, we continuously lose the enzymatic ability to convert things into metabolites. That's why it's good to get a direct source, and why I'm going to say that fish is still the single best food on the planet.
Right. And, you know, you can hear people saying, well, what about the mercury? What about the pollutants? What about this? What about that? Well, you know what? It's better than eating some of that
what
other fast
food. What about the alkoxyglycerols in the fish that bind to the mercury and prevent its absorption? You see?
Well,
that's
there
my
you have
response
it.
To that.
Okay,
one.
Corey Hawley always has the answer.
And there's always good and bad in everybody and everything. So you just have to weigh the odds.
There you go.
And right now you're being weighed, I'm telling you.
All right, already. Anyway, so get into it. The sardine, spinach, and eggs. It's a great little snack, high packed in protein, because you've got the eggs, you've got the spinach, you've got the sardines, and man, oh man, it's good. You like it.
I like it. Me likey.
Me likey.
Right on. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Miss Marguerite Ogley. Marguerite is a Clayton College graduate and does her life's work as a wellness coach and Pilates practitioner. She works on breath. I like how she commences her dialogue with her clients, and she asks these questions. She says to them, how do you want to live your life? Good question, right?
Yeah.
That's a really, really great question. Because, you know, most people don't even know how they want to live their life, or they're scared to tell you, or they're scared to tell anybody. But as a wellness coach, that's what she wants to do, is try to squeeze out the best. And then she also says to her clients, does the inside match the outside? That's a really great question, too. What's going on inside of me? Does it match what's going on outside of me? Do the two, you know, jive? And she says, which I really like, get into the dance with your clients, build from the ground upward. And that's about dancing. We always work from the feet up. So I kind of like that, the way she operates.
Oh, yeah. Her position, her concept has tremendous merit. She understands health and wellness. I mean, she's a wellness expert. And how do you become a wellness expert? Well, you usually reach out from inside and want something. That's how you become an expert at anything. Just do the work. Most of the best researchers, clinicians are not necessarily academics out of universities. They're self-taught. So what does that mean? I just read somewhere in some Greek philosophy that there's no such thing as a man that's not self-taught. Give me an example of someone who's not self-taught. Because when you go to university and learn, that's you learning.
Yes.
We are all self-taught. But I think that in the common sense, we refer to someone who's self-taught as someone who's not schooled in formal education.
Right.
And
now,
some of those can be the best ways.
Yes. Now, Marguerite has a much nicer approach than I would. She says that a wellness is an inherent state of being and it's a basic blueprint, which is fantastic. I really like that concept.
Yes.
She works with the client to find out where they're at and where they want to go. I don't do that. You know what I realize?
What is it that you do?
What I hear when I have my clients, which I've got a couple in Vernon right now, I basically tell them what to do because I'm going, okay, but I always analyze the diet. I mean, and right off the bat, the minute they open their mouth, it's like, So I'm looking at her approach and I look at my approach, but I'm a different human being. I'm different than the way she is.
Are you sure
she's
you're human?
More soft-spoken. I'm a little more hardcore. So whatever works for each person, right? You know, the way they coach and the way they teach people.
Yes.
But anyway, it was just fantastic. Thank you so much, Marguerite, for your special guest interview. I got a lot out of it. And I know our listeners will too.
Well, Marguerite and Chuck are good friends. We met them on our RV tour down in Colorado. They invited us into their home. We ate together. We went on some beautiful hikes. What are those mountains called? The Rocky Mountains there, weren't they?
Well, you know, I think that's the highest elevation I've ever been at was when I went hiking with Marguerite and you
and
Chuck.
Yeah, we found this stream.
11,000 feet.
It was huge.
That was high.
Yeah.
But it took me a while. Remember, we were on that RV tour, so even going 5,000 feet was hard on us. We both were grasping for air. But
you know what? You can't grasp for air.
Yeah, okay.
You ever tried holding on to air in your hands?
I was grasping. I was grasping my chest.
You were sucking it in, baby.
Yeah.
Suck it up,
and
our coaches used to tell us.
Not realizing that we are from sea level when we lived in Vancouver, right?
Well, and I'm from Calgary, Alberta.
So, yeah, but you know, we were living in Vancouver for many, many years. So we were from sea level and all to go to 5,000. Then we slowly acclimatized ourselves to 11,000 feet with not a problem, but it takes time. But anyway, thanks so much, Marguerite.
Absolutely. Moving on, our next topic, CHI update.
Well,
what's cooking?
Well,
what's cracking?
What's happened in the CHI update is the reason that we're here is not only to see Len, but the reason that we're here in Vancouver is for the Canadian Health Food Association Expo West. They do have an Expo East. This is a closed trade show, not for consumers, but for wholesalers and suppliers and retailers.
In other words, it's closed to the public. So get out.
And it's really great because I just love to schmooze with the big wigs in the industry.
I like to pick the brains.
Yeah. Well, I like to get my picture taken and schmooze with them. And anybody who's in anybody in the industry, like all of the products that you see in the stores, all the books that you've seen that are written about health and fitness, they're all going to be there this weekend.
And we used to manage the trade shows.
Yes.
And we used to work in the booths at the trade shows. And then eventually we figured out when we created CHI that we didn't need a booth.
We just want to walk around.
Well, walking around is part of the fun of the trade show.
Yeah.
But the merchants are all of our potential students. They're the ones that need our education.
Yeah.
So for us being stuck in a booth during the 2-day trade show didn't make any sense.
I can't stand being stuck in a booth. But you know what's really funny? Every time we go to these trade shows, we walk in and I look behind me and Corey can't even get 1 foot in the door and there's a group of people around you. You're just so darn popular.
Well, I don't know. Is that the way I smell, maybe?
I don't know.
Is that new cologne I've been using?
Then those people go away. Then you walk 10 feet, and then another group of people are around you. You're pretty popular at those trade shows.
Well, we did put in a lot of time, decades of time.
Yeah.
And there's some new people that don't know who we are.
I didn't say I was popular. I said you were popular.
No, we come in there, and we sort of parade around in good shape, and we always come in great shape.
And I really enjoy getting a lot of the new products. I just love it. I just love getting all my goodies to take home and trying out new products. So I'm really looking forward to
it. I love flexing my biceps and showing my abs to people who are getting fatter and fatter each year.
Yes, I know you
That's
do.
How I get them.
Yes, that's why we like walking around strutting our stuff. Anyway, it's really great to be visiting the grandkids, and I'm going to be visiting some friends I haven't seen for a while. And that part I really enjoy as well. And having some really good sushi. That's what I'm looking forward
to. Absolutely, which I can consume on my diet right
now. Yes, absolutely.
You know, because I can eat as much flesh as I want right now. Very limited. And in terms of my progress where I'm at, today is day 61 from the June 8th day in Honolulu. And I'm in my second phase of redistribution of my body composition.
Yeah.
I started at 232 pounds and I'm 226 now. Ooh. My training schedule is at about 9 o'clock in the morning. I do a 20-minute mountain run straight up, a 60-degree vertical climb. Really a good thigh burn.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I get to the top of this mountain right beside where we live in Vernon. It's absolutely beautiful. So I get the stunning view and empty my mind and pour in all kinds of nature. And then come down, have a shake. And my shake in the morning still has a bit of fruit, but that's the only time I have fruit now. Then I go to the gym and train for 2 hours, do one body part, do the core, lots of volume, lots of sets and reps, right? Yep. And then I come back and rest, and then at nighttime I am doing stairs and a 10K walk. Walking to burn the fat down, right?
All I know is you're wearing me out.
Yeah.
I'm worn out.
Well, you know what I find is that
I go to bed and you go for a walk.
The less carbohydrates I consume and the more voluminous my activity, the more energy I have.
Right. Yes.
And people say, how the freak can you do that without eating any starch? Because I have absolutely zero starch in my diet.
Starchy carbohydrates.
No yams, no brown rice, no whole grain pastas, no bread, no wheat, no grains of any kind, no dairy products.
Yeah.
A small amount of fruit in the morning, and then the rest of the day is flesh.
Yeah.
I just eat chunks of meat. No red meat.
And salad.
Yeah, a little
bit of salad. You're still on the salads.
Greens. Next month, I go zero oils. No salad dressings, just some lemon juice. But I find that the more chicken breast I consume, instead of having less energy when I'm active, I have more energy.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I think people...
And you
know
sleep less, too.
And what did I notice? That my vision, my hearing, all my sensory organs, and including the primary one, are all more active. They are all potentially... more sensitive. So I noticed that my hearing and my vision and my taste are all improving as I probably am experiencing increased insulin sensitivity by eating less carbs.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. That's really cool. That's super, super cool.
Yeah, so the life of the Spartan is the way to go.
So you know what we always talk about is the reason that you go into these competitions is every 5 years is to raise your standard of health.
No, it isn't. It's to attract chicks, man.
No.
On the beach.
To raise your bar of health. It's not to decrease it, because we've seen over the years so many people who lose their health in the process. And then they come to us. And what they do is they meet somebody who's won a competition, who's a nobody, and they win a competition, and then they take training from this person that won the competition who knows nothing about health and know nothing about diet. They're just doing what worked for them, but it's very short term.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is sustainable.
You know what I love to do? I love to go to the beach in a full sweatsuit and start taking my clothes off.
Yes, I know you do.
And I look around and see who's watching me.
Oh, my God.
And I pull those pants down, and then I know the women are thinking, holy freak, look at the legs on that guy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something else.
He's got legs. Now, what I do is I delay the process of taking the top off. I really make them scream.
Is this your little fantasy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and then I start to unzip the top of my sweatshirt, and then I stop.
Oh.
And I see who's looking, and I just get them panting, and they start talking to each other.
Lord.
You see, that's what it's all about.
Oh.
That's what the ads in the cartoon magazines and comic books said, that if I took the Charles Atlas course, that all the chicks would like me.
Yeah, and you're dead serious about it. Well, I like you, honey. You're looking pretty good.
Yeah, and look who I attracted, huh?
There you
so
have
it worked.
It certainly did.
But you're right. Raise the bar of health.
Yes.
Train for health and performance. And what is our motto?
I don't know.
Pursue health?
Oh, yeah, right. Pursue health and performance will follow.
That's the ticket. So what is your final word, my dear?
My final word is, isn't it appropriate that the month of the tax begins with April Fool's Day and ends with cries of May Day?